Then the option is not there.
All right. Hey, 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 you gon' get my face. You gon' get my face. You gon' get my face. Hey, okay.
Check.
I don't need it, man. Is that mine? No, I don't think it's you. Is that you?
I can't hear. Well, I can't hear shit, so. Maybe because my headphones turned out.
You got it?
They can't hear shit. Now I can hear something.
All right, can you... Hey, don't... Come on, man. Come on.
Why do we never put a felt over this thing?
Check.
Can you check?
I just did. I thought.
No, you can't. You can't check over other people. Go.
No, I thought this was my check. Hello. It's too high. At least I can hear. Can you turn mine down? Yes. I don't see my level. My level looks good. A little more down, a little, because I'm going to get high. I think it's pretty good.
Yo. That's pretty shit.
Give me a little more treble.
Check.
Yeah, ha.
You want to do flames? Eddie's just, so when he walks in,
yo, you already know. Yeah. Yo, you already know, it's your boy. Trillo motherfucking Lansky in the motherfucking building. Yeah. You want to do that? You see it? All right, cool. All right. Marker.
Are we going already?
Yes.
Are we not going to talk about what we're doing?
I got to go. We gotta do this. We got to get this thing together.
We're recording. This is going to sound, this is what you're going to hear on the podcast? Like...
Okay, I gotta go. Let's do this. No. I'm gonna show you how I'm gonna start it off.
Turn it record. Is it recording?
Oh, this is. Everything's recording, bro. Everything's recording. Everything. All you gotta do is shut the fuck up and let me do this.
But I'm asking, why is it recording?
Because it'll be easier for me to sync and post. If it's all just recording, then I just come and edit, you know, start it where I needed to start it at. Because it's just hard for me to do it all in post. Without certain shit. All right, I sent you it. I'm starting off with, instead of a song, I'm starting off with 6 minutes of Dave Chappelle talking his monologue from SNL. It seems a lot, but it's worth it.
Can we do that?
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. We play music, but we're not supposed to play. Fuck. All right. And I'm going to mute all of our...
This morning, after the results came in, got a text from a friend of mine in London. And she said, the world feels like a safer place now that America has a new president. And I said, well, that's great, but America doesn't. Do you guys remember what life was like before COVID? I do. It's a mass shooting every week. Anyone remember that? Thank God for COVID. Something had to lock these murderous whites up, keep them in the house. He had that twang in his voice. You know that twang where you hear that accent like, oh, I know he doesn't wear his mask. I don't know why poor white people don't like wearing masks. What is the problem? You wear a mask at the Klan rally, wear it to Walmart too. Wear your Klan hood at Walmart so we can all feel safe. And state like Ohio, for instance, right? People make more money from their stimulus checks than they do if they work. So a lot of people don't want to work. You know what it reminded me of? Ronald Reagan. You're a black fella. You're a young fella, though. You don't know about Ronald Reagan. Remember what Ronald Reagan used to say about black people? How we were welfare people, drug addicts.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Does that sound like now? Stimulus checks, the heroin. And the rest of the country is trying to move forward, and these white niggas keep holding us back. Oh, man. Don't even want to wear your mask because it's oppressive. Try wearing the mask I've been wearing all these years. I can't even tell something true unless it has a punchline behind it. You guys aren't ready. You're not ready for this. You don't know how to survive yourselves. Black people, we're the only ones that know how to survive this. Whites, come, hurry quick. Come get your nigga lessons. eating any of it. And after all that, you know what he did? You know what Trump did after all that stuff? Went out and got the coronavirus. Wasn't that something? You know, when he got coronavirus, they said everything about it on the news. But you know what they didn't say? That it was hilarious. It was hilarious. Trump getting coronavirus was like when Freddie Mercury got AIDS. Nobody was like, well, how did he get it? This guy was running around like the outbreak monkey. He looked like a 1970s penis. Raw dog and earth.
Gotcha, bitch.
Oh, my goodness.
Day after he made fun of Joe Biden's mask. This guy wears the biggest mask I've ever seen, which is a ridiculous thing. Joe Biden's mask wasn't any bigger than anybody else's mask, Mr. President. Lucky for the rest of the country, though, he had a good health care plan, didn't he? Some good coverage. Helicopter picked him up. Right in his front yard, helicopter came. Remember that video where he's walking to the helicopter all by himself? No one to be around. Usually he's walking to the helicopter with a bunch of people. No one's around him this time because, you know, he had the Rona. Had his mask on then, didn't he? He was walking over. Helicopter took him to Walter Reed Hospital. I'm from D.C., and I got to tell you, Walter Reed is not close to the White House, but you can walk. Team of doctors was waiting for him. All the doctors came around and gave him experimental medicine and stuff and flew him back home in a helicopter. And then he walked right up the steps. You ever see this video? He took his mask off and saluted the helicopter and then walked right in the house, killed 4 more people. I said, $700.50 in taxes goes a long way, doesn't it, sir? Some cold stuff, man. Some cold stuff. That would be like me going to a homeless shelter with a bag full of hamburgers and saying, these is mine. And then just start eating in front of all the homeless. Don't let hunger dictate your life.
Oh, my goodness, you can go, man.
I was cold, man. Meanwhile, Chris Christie's fat ass was in the ICU fighting for his life. Chris Christie got all the fixings. Everything coronavirus likes to eat, that's what's in Chris Christie's body. Fat.
Bam, 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 bam.
Check, diabetes, check. Coronavirus is like, secret serum. That's your leader. Think about that. For 4 years, that's your leader. What kind of man does that? What kind of man makes sure he's okay while his friends fight for their lives and die? A white man. And I don't mean to put this on the whites, but I've been black a long time. I've noticed a pattern.
Church. Let the church say church.
But if you're a good white, you actually want to help, join me. I'm not even joking. This is my plan. It's called the Kindness Conspiracy. It's random acts of kindness for black people. Do something nice for a black person just because they're black. And you got to make sure they don't deserve it. It's a very important part of it. They can't deserve it. The same way all them years they did terrible things to black people just because they're black and they didn't deserve it. If you're driving through the hood one day and you see a black dude standing on the corner selling crack, destroying his community, buy him an ice cream. Buy him an ice cream. He'll be suspicious, but he'll take it.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Yeah, man.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Bam, 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 bam.
Gotcha, bitch.
You already know, man, what it is, man. Today, this is the High Class Dirtbags podcast. As always, today we did not start off with music. We decided to start off with the GOAT, Dave Chappelle, man. God damn. You know what I'm saying? As he spit some bars on Saturday Night Live after election week.
Hello?
Yes. Yes. And as always, it's your boy, Olansky. Two eyes in person, three eyes on Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you already know who it is. Flames P, man. Flames P 36 on Instagram. All that good stuff.
Warren again. Drew Lucky. Instagram. That's it. Really.
Stay out of my business.
And we back, bitches. With the High Class Dirtbags podcast. Yes, yes, yes. I know the energy is kind of crazy because we started off with Dave Chappelle. He was just spitting them bars. A lot of these guys, this was their first time hearing this shit.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I ain't watched that shit last night.
I haven't either.
Funny.
Special crazy. Election weekend, I guess.
Shit, man.
A week or...
Ooh, speaking of
special
election week.
Election episode.
We're going to start this episode off with MP Oren. We got breaking news.
If you don't know by now, you are either dumb, deaf, or blind. Or I have to actually be all of the above because President Trump is no longer President Trump. Everybody knows this at this point, except President Trump, who is in constant denial. Ooh, I like the music. It's very NPR-ish.
Well, I guess he feels like he still got like two more months.
No, no.
He got like 2 months. He's like, fuck that. I ain't out till I'm out. That's a fact.
Nah, man, but Donald Trump, guess what? Nah, man. I'm sorry, man. It's just been a crazy fucking week, man. Biden pulled it off with the help of the black vote. Let's get in. And with the help of a lot of white people not supporting
Trump. No, hold on. Not only did he get help from the black vote. He, yesterday, I don't know if anybody heard his speech. We're coming to the, I guess, on a Sunday right now. So yesterday was when he gave his first, like, I won speech. And he gave all the credit to South Carolina's black population. Literally, he was down and about in the primaries. And it was his South Carolina black population. Black support that brought him back in the primaries, and he's been dominating ever since, I guess.
You know what it is, man. A lot of people don't know what Geechee is, but do some research after this podcast. Man, please look up Geechee, because we originated a lot of stuff, and a lot of things that go on, we play a part in.
And y'all motherfuckers been taking it forever. So.
But we don't want credit. You're welcome. No, finish what you were saying, Orin.
That was it, basically. That was it.
And those who didn't know, now you know. But Donald Trump.
Gone, 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 gone. Shit. You should have put that Law and Order shit on. Oh, shit.
Oh, no. The backdrop fell.
Damn, that was the X-Files.
Oh,
shit.
Dude. We got a ghost in this motherfucker, man.
Nigga, is that Donald Trump?
We got a ghost in this motherfucker.
So I really would love to... Oh,
you got that clip?
The clip that wasn't so important. Hey, guys, we're coming to you live with technical difficulties.
Yeah.
This is the part where we put the little, like, you know, broken TV. Beep. Come right back to you.
We're going to pause real quick.
Hold pause for second. The cause.
Somebody play some fucking elevator music or something.
Donald Trump, you were fucking fired, dude. Let's go.
Nah, man. He's about to get locked up, too.
Oh, man, that motherfucker is
gone.
Oh,
yeah, hold on. We're going to talk about that, too.
I said you should put the Law and Order.
Clank, clank. Straight up.
It doesn't matter what you think!
Oh, man. All right. I think we're getting there.
And we're back.
And 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hold on. I don't like that.
Okay.
I gotta fix it. So go on. I'm better than that.
Yes. So we're.
That other one I just had.
I don't know.
I had two in my hand. It's not there. No.
I don't know, sir. Dun, 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 dun.
Good.
Can I see that?
Yes, it looks awesome. It looks phenomenal, sir. Yes, excellent. Excellent.
All right, so back to the orange man going to jail or exile. What do you think?
Let's see. Where are we going to start? I think he'll go to jail, definitely.
You think, or you think he'll just up and like go to Russia and be like, "I'm going to live out there."
Nah, he already said he getting the fuck on. He already said that. He's like, "Yo, if I lose, I'm out of here. Y'all never see me again." And I believe him. I believe him.
I would do the same thing.
It's going to be weird though, man. We're going to be a country with an exiled president. That's like
shit, Nicaragua.
Yeah, exactly.
Cuba, maybe? I don't
know. That motherfucker be on the run.
Yeah, that motherfucker was talking shit spicy about a lot of countries, though. Man, I ain't gonna be able to go nowhere. They'd be like, man, he was talking spicy about us.
Nah.
I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere in Africa there's like a, you know, Heather McLaughlin commercial like, for 40 cents a day, you can support a kid in America.
Nah, not for Donald. That motherfucker ain't getting
no, not for Donald, but that's the point of the country. You know, that's where we become. If we have an exiled, you know, a president who's facing charges in his country, so he can't come.
You know what's crazy, though? Is a lot of Latinos voted for damn Trump in this election. They were showing the graph. They was like, only 21% of Puerto Ricans voted for Trump. You know what I'm saying? But 70-something percent of Cubans voted for Trump because of, you know, the whole Castro shit.
I can believe the 70% of Cubans. That, you know, they painted Biden as a socialism, as a communism. Yeah. So that I can understand. These old people, you know, some of them still came here from that, but 21% of Puerto Ricans, that is more like, what the fuck is wrong? Like,
the boy must have missed when that nigga was throwing paper towels at him after
the
hurricane.
How the fuck did you guys put yourself in Trump?
A lot of black people voted for Trump, too.
This nigga threw paper towels, though.
There was a lot more, but I heard it was more successful black people, like people making over like $400,000 who were just worried about their money.
Yeah.
Lil Pimp came out. To the rally?
Oh, a little pump?
Yeah, a little pump.
Little Wayne. So what is it? How does Little Wayne and Ice Cube
the boys
and all
that? Calling them that motherfucker Coochie.
Like, what happens now with them? And, like, I'm NPR and you guys are, you know, you got to give me on this.
I mean, Lil Wayne, he been rich as fuck, so he can't
Kanye
relate to
as well. No, I'm talking about their careers or, you know, credit in the black community.
I mean, only so much. I mean, Lil Wayne did say, he said something about Black Lives Matter back in the day. He's like, what do you mean? My life matters? Like something about Black Lives Matter. He's like, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Yeah, I was like,
okay.
He said, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, ain't got nothing to
do with me. My life motherfucking matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so I mean, I don't know,
but
man.
But you know what? I think it was more people, more black people, voted for him than you know what I'm saying, that we actually know or think. Because motherfuckers probably was talking shit like, nah, I ain't vote for him, but they voted for him. I know people personally who voted for him.
Oh yeah,
I do too.
And one on the way.
Yeah,
yeah, we're waiting for him.
He might show up. I don't know.
Yeah, he might. He already know what we talk about. Yeah. He's like, nah, I ain't coming.
Yeah,
over
I ain't coming.
His spider sense is going off.
I'm about to pump fake these dudes.
Yeah, he don't want us talking about his president, so he's probably not gonna be here.
Yeah, fuck him.
I want him here. I want to know if he's one of the people who's like cheating. You know, like you know, just out of nowhere, like they're cheating. They're filling in, you know, dead people's votes or.
You know, he's gonna say all that.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I mean, it's fun.
No, there's a good bit of people that are just like, yeah, he lost. You know, it wasn't a surprise.
So now that Joe Biden is the president-elect, we need a couple of things to happen now, sir. We need, you said you was going to legalize weed.
Hold on.
So we need, or decriminalize it. We need that to happen. First day in office. Yep. Student loans should have been erased the second you got elected. The second it was announced you was elected, student loans should have been erased. But we'll give you until the first day of your presidency to give us legal weed.
Okay, so none of that is going to happen unless the Democrats control all three houses of branches of government. The Senate, the Congress, and the presidency. So far they have the presidency, they have Congress, and now we are
on the verge of having the Senate.
Yeah.
We're going to be in a runoff, predictably, for the Senate, for two seats, and all eyes will be on Georgia. So,
shout out to Georgia and South Carolina. I am from South Carolina, and I am a resident of Georgia. So, you already know, we out here where it matters, baby.
So, if you want weed,
Yankee Doodle shit, man. We in the South in the trenches, baby.
So if you want weed legalized, the possibility of your student loan forgiveness, decriminalization or whatever, health care, any of that, it's going to come down to Georgia. So everybody in Georgia needs to. I don't give a shit if you don't want to vote for Biden. I don't care if you want to vote. You're not one of these people. This is one of those, do it for yourself. If you're in the film industry, it would be wise to vote Democratic. If you were pro-union, it would be wise to vote Democratic. If you were somebody who has to pay for health care that's breaking you, it's wise to go in and vote. Like, I'm not saying vote Democratic. Go just go vote. But ideally, most of the people that are listening to this show probably, you know, share our kind of views and beliefs. Sentiments. Yes. And we all want weed legalized, and that's not going to fucking happen if Mitch McConnell still controls the Senate.
So you heard it first.
So January 5th, actually, I think you can start in, like, November to request a ballot, and then early voting starts in December, I think. But ideally, January 5th, every Georgian should be prepared to vote or have voted.
I think that's fair. I mean, we flipped this motherfucker blue.
This is actually one that will matter. We lost, I mean, Biden actually won Georgia by a couple of thousand votes. There'll be a recount, and it'll be great to see Trump lose again. That's what I'm looking forward to, all these recounts, is just to see him lose again.
Oh, yeah, he's not going out without a fight.
I know, it's going to be like losing again. It's going to be a whole 2 months of him losing.
That motherfucker just putting up a fight. Like, I don't want... That motherfucker knew he was about to lose, though. That's why he's been laying all that groundwork for the last couple of years. Like, oh, the mail-in ballots. The only reason I lose...
Same shit they did when he first got elected. Into the same shit they did.
Yeah, they was like, nah.
Now he's like, what?
Nah, it's like, wait a minute. Y'all doing it to me? Y'all doing it to... Y'all got...
I created this method. I'm going to use this like, on me.
What's his name? Denzel. Fucking training day. Oh, okay.
Oh, you niggas.
Oh, okay. I see how it is. I gave you niggas. King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Okay.
I see how it is. All right.
Okay.
Nah, man, that motherfucker was playing golf. That motherfucker like, yo, man, I just don't want to go to jail. If that motherfucker can skate through without going to jail.
Oh, no, he know that's going to happen. Well, they're going to
try.
It's coming, but I'm pretty, like we said earlier, I'm pretty sure he's going to get the fuck on.
I would love for him to turn, like, snitch or something. Like, who's that dude with all the tattoos on his face? Or 6ix9ine, whatever?
Yeah.
Just, like, went in there, like, he did this.
He's definitely going to do that shit.
I would love to see that.
Definitely.
Like,
he's going to bring everybody with him. Pence, everybody. He's going to be like, nah, it wasn't just me. Remember Nino Brown and
exactly,
right? Jack City?
In 1985, me and Giuliani stole candy bars from...
He's like, I tried to get out. They threatened to kill my family. I didn't want to do any of this. Yep, that's exactly what the fuck he going to do.
Also, he can get out of jail. I would love to see that.
He going to tell on everybody. He going to be like, for real, like 6ix9ine. He going to tell people he ain't got shit to do with it. He's going to be telling people he don't got shit to do with nothing. He's just going to start telling shit.
Epstein, in fact, didn't kill himself. I knew who did it. Like, all right. That shit. I want to hear it all.
They do have aliens. I know where they at.
They told me.
No, I'm telling everything. y'all better keep me free. I'm going to keep talking.
That's why they didn't tell us that they were aliens.
Stay tuned. Every Friday night, 8 p.m. prime time, I will give you something.
I'm going to give you something else.
It will be a new show I would watch.
That motherfucker, that's why they didn't tell us that we had aliens. It was like, we can, whatever you do, you could tell Trump a lot of shit. You can't tell him about the aliens. Why? Because when that motherfucker leave, he going to tell everybody.
He going to tell a whole bunch of shit.
But there is talks of him, like, what's he going to do next? Like, Fox News is not going to kiss his ass like they did. Mm-hmm. He's not going to go away silently. So
there's,
you know, like the America One Network or all these, you know, QAnon websites on the, you know, they might just shit.
Yeah.
He's got the money. It's going to be Trump TV.
It's going to be interesting. To say the least.
Imagine that, Trump TV.
Oh, man.
Trump Channel.
They don't need that. Can he run for president again?
Like that dude in Casino.
I think so.
Legally, yes.
Yeah, legally.
Yeah, because he only had one term.
You could do another term. An impeach term he had.
Yeah, put that impeach. But they ain't impeached him, but they ain't do shit to him. So
he'll argue maybe he can get two terms. Since this one was void by an impeachment, he'll say.
Was it?
No, it isn't. But he'll try to say that.
Oh, I'm about to say, damn, boy, you done hit me with some other shit. All right, so that's what's going on in the world today, and that's why we started this episode off with the Dave Chappelle skit, everyone. thank you for the update, MP Oren. And shout out to NPR. We're coming for that sponsorship.
Yeah, we want you.
All right, man.
We'll take it for free. We just need that plug. That's all.
Just
plug. I've been a supporter for 15 years, like financial supporter too. So,
donate money to the motherfuckers too?
Yeah, I'm a what's it called? Sustainer.
Fucking asshole. He donated.
I just bought clips, motherfucker. What are you talking about? I bought thing
that you already owned, motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck.
This motherfucker ain't sending $10 a month to the Dirtbags podcast.
Do we have
a piece of shit?
Who else is sending? Are you guys sending?
Huh?
Are you guys sending $10 a month?
Yes, yeah.
Where? Yes. Let me see this.
I'm paying to host this motherfucker online. That's just $29.99
a month. A month, is it? Yeah. No shit.
Mm-hmm. See that?
I did not know this.
So where's my $10, motherfucker?
So,
NPR should get this shit. You motherfucker.
You what do we call our fans? Dirtbags? What are they known
as? Dirtbags.
What are you guys? Hey, all you dirtbags out there, donate to, you know. Apparently this shit ain't cheap.
Yeah,
like,
this shit ain't cheap, dog. You want to be entertained?
Like Trent's got a power bill.
Yeah. That's how it is. When I'm in the flame, you want to get entertained? You got to make it rain. That's how it is with the podcast, man.
This is a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
And we can get some sponsors if, you know, anybody want to sponsor us, you know how to get in contact with us.
Just Venmo me, Drew Lucky. All right.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, hit me up on
just, you can Venmo me on Instagram, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah, just
Cash App,
just send it directly to TrillOlansky@gmail.com. It's linked to whatever PayPal you need to send it to. You know what I'm saying? And just put, you know, what it's for.
Speaking of that, would you do an OnlyFans page?
Yeah, I was about to do one.
I mean, look, if it came down to you can't work, like ski mask it up.
The ski mask.
Just flop it up on the page.
In a Johnson.
Do you know anybody who does an OnlyFans page?
Some girls.
Yeah, obviously.
Fact, I lie. I'm going to have socks on, too. Really, that nigga, the ski mask or the socks? Like, yeah,
you know what's so crazy? Baby socks.
You know what's so crazy? You can do OnlyFans and not do, like, no naked shit.
No, you could just say, we could literally just fucking make eye contact with the camera for 30 minutes.
Like, we could do this on OnlyFans. And get paid to do this shit.
Yeah, but it's just going to be hard to explain to people. Like, I got an OnlyFans with my homies.
Nah. I know this one chick, she like a rapper or whatever. I know this one chick, she like a rapper. And she got her OnlyFans, but she just be like fixing shit in the house. And like, and they pay, like, her shit is booming. Like,
is she cute? Does she do it in like skimpy clothing? Like, how?
Just regular shit. I mean, probably like some tights or some shit like that. But
rapper fixes, you know.
Yeah, she just in there like, shit like. Building shit and like
building stuff or like fix like, this creaky door.
Nah, like shit like that. Like, yeah, for real, like shit like that. Like,
and how much does she make?
I'm not sure, but she's making. You know,
is she like spitting verses as she's cleaning,
like,
she
shit like in the studio, or you know what I'm saying? She just put all that shit on OnlyFans, and
so behind the scenes now cost per minute basically. Yeah.
Motherfuckers want to know what the hell you got going on.
They changed the rule of OnlyFans. One of those models or actors or actresses was did an OnlyFans, but she just put the shit she already had on Instagram up there. Motherfuckers was paying like $1,000 for it.
She
made like $2 million in a night
and
then changed the rules to where you only can. It used to be an unlimited amount of stuff on a, you know, like tips they can give you on OnlyFans, but now they capped it at like $100, I think. So a lot of people were pissed off. Like, you know, celebrities coming fucking it up for us and shit. I'm like, y'all wildin'.
Yeah. I might do an OnlyFans where I'm just cooking it like in my box of briefs.
Cooking
and shit. I think some chicks are like that shit.
Nah, man. Straight up, man. Especially like.
But that'd be hard, like when you get like a dude in the comments, like, let me see. Like, you know
you cooking sausage? Like,
you cooking sausages?
Log out. That's kind of. I don't know, man.
I'm on.
Fuck it. I'm okay with it, man. Just say it's money.
If a dude's telling
money spends
you
the same, bro, what are you talking about?
Yo, look. Yeah. Yo, wear them gray briefs.
Yeah. You know what?
And then you nasty if you do wear them shit.
Yeah, yes. I mean, honestly, like, think about it. Like, you
I'll get titties for a milli, but I wouldn't fucking. Oh, I wouldn't have an OnlyFans that only dudes watch, man. I'm sorry.
Fuck no.
What if you bought in $10,000 a week?
No.
Well, I would Daisy Duke that. I would cut the shorts. I'd be like, hey, guys.
This motherfucker said Daisy
straight Orin coming for me. One of you guys can switch me. Let's do this.
He said straight Orin coming to me. Oh, shit. No, man, that's hilarious, dog.
Hell no.
You
stupid
as fuck, dog.
That's fucking hilarious.
Straight Orin coming for you. One of you guys can switch me. Fuck, no.
Who's it going to be? Buy my videos to find out. Like, dude, I'm totally.
Oh, shit. You probably run off a check, too. Damn, boy, I don't know. Shit. Mm-mm. I'm gonna do that shit and be like, ladies only subscribe. And I just be cooking shit.
You wouldn't do it?
Like, ladies, tell your friends.
Like, I'm gonna be cooking some good meals, though. Like, you know, bitches like a dude who like to cook. So I'm gonna be cooking some nice shit. But
it ain't gonna be no bitches watching your OnlyFans, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's gonna be straight niggas, though.
No, it ain't.
After the first month, you gonna see that demographic chart drop. You gonna feel real nasty.
I'm gonna be like Jim Carrey in the shower. Just scrubbing the fuck out myself.
I can't get clean.
Fuck that, though. Nah. Yeah, okay, I just don't need OnlyFans.
Come on, man, you know you want to do that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, dog.
I do it for the ladies.
Do the promo.
You don't get a choice.
You don't get a choice?
I mean, at least in this world that we're talking about right now.
I don't think you could just be like, yo, women only.
I don't think it's a homophobic option. Like,
oh, you're a demographic. Like, what demographic do you want? He was like, I don't want no old bitches.
That's tough.
I don't want no broke bitches. I just want that perfect demographic.
Because a motherfucking screenshot your shit.
What do you think? Is this like Tinder or something? You get to swipe your fucking, you know, fans?
Yes.
Right. No, not you.
Damn.
Filter out 18 to 25 miles from here.
Somebody screenshots you cooking, then they put it on their page, and you like, damn, this nigga done got me. This nigga got me, though. Nope. Not going
to
happen.
You do it, no, I'm going to resell your shit to the gay community. Yeah.
Yep, that's what's going to happen.
Nah, man, I'm good.
That's enough for me, dog.
I'm about to say, that's definitely a good old.
That's enough for me, dog.
Yep. I'm good. Orin will do it. No promo on the dirt bags.
Orin's straight. Orin's very confident with his sexuality. I'm straight. Too, I am good. If you guys want to pay to see a little bit of this, I'm okay with it, bro.
Duh, if you show your booty hole, OnlyFans.
I didn't say booty hole.
That's gay. That's gay as fuck, bro. I'm not homophobic, dog, but that's gay.
I didn't say the A-hole. I said A.
If you spread your cheeks to show your booty hole, dog. Like, your booty hole. Like,
oh my God.
Bro, you've crossed the line, dog. You've crossed the line.
Wait, hold on. So there is no willing part. Like, what if a chick did it for you? You're at home.
He gonna say, one time I spread my butt cheeks for OnlyFans.
How much? There's not a price you would do it for?
Nope.
You have a rich bill. You have Tyler Perry on the other end.
They gonna have screen recording on.
You got a ski mask on the whole time.
And then you gonna wake up the next day.
Well, you already said you're gonna do this with a ski mask. So nobody knows, but you said you wouldn't.
I'm talking about you.
No. What are you saying? Orange, okay, there's a price. Orange would show his booty hole. There's a price. I'm being realist. There is a price. What it is, you know my Instagram page.
Nah, man. I'm not showing my booty hole. There's no way I'm showing my booty hole. That's not my
plan. You have a ski mask on. Nobody knows it is Trill Olansky.
Oh, shit.
Nah, I'm good.
So fine,
it is, you know, Slanky O. That's your, pseudonym.
You tripping.
Mike Honcho, man. Spread my butt cheeks. Mike Honcho.
$1.2 million. You wouldn't do it?
Nah, though. You couldn't pay me.
Cash.
Enough. No.
To literally spread my asshole, my ass cheeks open and be like, look at my booty hole.
Right to the winds. Fish eye. Give a fish eye to the fish eye winds.
Hell nah, man. No, you might not, bro.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I guess you guys are more high class and I'm more dirtbag in this scenario right now. Like, you guys are the high class.
Yep. Take me out the pasture.
What if it was a chick?
No, take me
what
out
if it was Oprah? She's just like,
Oprah could be just like, yo,
wait,
let me see your booty hole. I'd be like, nah. I'll be like, yo.
For what?
Stetson wants to see it.
For what? No, yeah. Like, that's how
it is. $500 million.
Nine times out of ten, they want to
there
see
is no booty price. You would, that's what I'm saying. There is a price.
$5 million, man. If it was Oprah, $5 million.
I mean, Oprah has that kind of money.
You do it for $500 million.
$500 million at Oprah.
See, there is a price, everybody. Yeah, there is a price.
Yeah. How long I got to hold it for? How long I got to hold it?
You got to pose for a portrait. Like when them old-timey portraits where it took like
10 seconds.
No. Like a painted portrait. Like,
Oprah?
What the motherfuckers?
Oprah, if you need me to do that.
Oh, motherfucker. Back in the 1800s, they had to pose for portraits for like 24 hours.
Oh, hell no.
Flames got to come in every for day $1 billion, for your spread his asshole.
Oprah. Man,
for 8 hours a day, you got to spread your asshole.
No, for 8 hours, Oprah, you got to spread your asshole while Oprah gets a commissioned painting, but it's a dude painter.
That first once over, you gonna be all
but nobody knows it's your face. It's just
still $500 million.
That's $1 billion, yeah.
I'm in.
I would do it. What the fuck?
Check the detail.
You can with that much money, you can pay to kill anybody who's ever seen that thing.
Yep.
Like literally,
that's gonna be my plan.
You make it like the Ring video. You watch. You see this painting. 7 days, you're dead.
Two. That shit spread like wildfire.
Commission.
That shit gonna spread.
You gonna have a commission. You gonna get an asshole commission.
That would be like the dude at the end of what the fuck was that shit? Damn, the shit with the guys, they went out, they had the hall pass. Remember the one dude, he killed the one lady at the end of the movie. Then somebody seen him, so he had to kill him. Then somebody seen him kill him, so he had to kill him.
Yeah.
Nigga had like 10 graves at the end. That would have been me, like, damn, you saw it too. You gonna get the shovel again.
It's like, all right, I'm about to
you gonna get the shovel.
You just stand right here for... Give me 10 minutes.
Damn, dog. That's funny as fuck.
Nah, man, that's fucking hilarious, bro. You got an asshole. I mean, you commissioned asshole painting. Like, yo.
Oh, all right, man. Stupid, dog.
Now, we still working on a name for this goddamn segment, but right now, we see some funny-ass memes every week. We could also create some, too, so I'm gonna bring up some funny-ass memes that are thought-provoking to me. This weekend, I don't know the name of the segment though. What?
We're doing like how
what? So I saw a meme, right? It says, "I don't drink soda or eat pork by niggas that do drugs." Quote unquote. Niggas that do drugs always say, "I don't eat soda. I don't drink soda or eat pork."
Oh yeah, I'm one of those people that I have actually like done no, I mean I know my
and that's a true thing.
But I'm not one of those people. But I know I've done a lot of drugs. And I've done a lot of drugs with people who will say exactly that same shit with like straw in hand. Like, no, that shit's got aspartame in it.
You're like, wait a minute, dog.
Like, bro, we're on our second 8-ball. We haven't slept in like 4 days. And you're telling me Diet Coke is aspartame is bad for you? Like motherfuckers are serious like that.
Like, yo, you be like, yo.
People like that for real.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. I have one of my boys. He's literally like, we'll do fucking blow. He's just like, no, that shit's got preservatives in it. Like, I don't eat McDonald's. I'm like,
what?
Like, I mean, I'm not a person who eats McDonald's either. But at least I know that. If I'm fucking doing, you know, whatever, McDonald's is not that worse for me.
You might get a little hungry.
They're facts. They're both kind of the same thing. Like, I do them once in a while. Like, yeah. They usually kind of go in together. Like, if I'm out all night drinking, doing blow, we're out of blow. Next thing you know, it's 4 o'clock. We're in a 24-hour McDonald's driving. Like,
hey, if you go, same if, with hey, look, whatever. If you're going to go bad the whole night, man. Fuck it. Just go back the whole day. If you starting off bad, just say fuck it.
Fuck it, exactly.
Fuck it. We'll do a little cocaine. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to McDonald's. Go to McDonald's and drink sodas and eat a pork sandwich.
Every time I see somebody do cocaine in public, I always hear this voice.
Never do cocaine and Red Bull at the same time.
I don't motherfuckers that do that too.
I know, and I
like drink like vodka Red Bull all night while fucking, you know,
juiced up. Like, nah.
Remember this one dude? I had to take this nigga to the hospital, man. He came to my crib. Like, they stayed across the street. It was a trap house across the street from me and shit. But, you know, all of them, it was cool. So he came knocking on the door one day, like, yo, I need you to take me to the hospital. I'm like, what? He's like, man, I feel like I'm about to die. I'm like, what the fuck you do? Man, I was like, man, I snorted like an 8-ball. I've been drinking Red Bull all night. heart racing. I feel like I'm about to die. I was like, fuck. So I dropped him off at the hospital. Well, I took him to the hospital, whatever, took him in and whatever like that. So the lady at the desk was like, so what's wrong with him? I was like, yeah, he said he was doing cocaine and shit like that. She was like, y'all shouldn't be doing that. I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
I just brought him here. Know y'all, man. Look, like,
I said, ma'am, I got to go outside and move my car. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming right back in. I went outside, never came back.
I never came back.
I was like, oh, shit. Tripping. I
said,
oh, shit.
Sir, can I get your name? No, you cannot, ma'am.
Nope. When I come back in to move my car, I'll give you all the information. All
right.
Nope.
So that meme has some truth to it, man.
Yes.
All right. All right.
But it's not just that. It's also, like, there's more to it. It's the same thing. Like, people who are, like, vegetarians who never exercise a day in their fucking life. Yeah, like you're living a healthy lifestyle, but nah. You know what I mean? Yeah, like,
not quite.
It offsets. That should be offset.
Like, people, like, you know, people are just hypocrites like that. People
I'm on keto, but I do all the drugs in the world. Like,
what the fuck is keto? I start seeing
like,
that.
It's just meat and, like, no grains and shit like that. Like, basically, like, the caveman diet. Paleo, like a version of paleo, low carb diet.
It was like keto fruit.
I have a diet of, is it worth it? Like, in a sense,
low keto. I mean, you lose a lot of weight with keto. I did that for a little bit.
Mine is like, I eat healthy, but if there's like a cheesesteak from like a really good cheesesteak place, that's worth it. I'll get it. But I'm not getting a cheesesteak from like Arby's.
Me personally,
you know what I mean? Like,
hell no.
Yeah, it's like if
somebody that grew up a vegan. I mean, I'm a freaking man now. I'll eat what the fuck I want to eat. Sometimes I don't. Like, sometimes I'll eat fucking protein or whatever like that for weeks at a time. Sometimes I'll fucking eat a whole bunch of steaks 2-3 days in a row. Like, it just really depends, man.
You know what? I'm like nothing. I'm not a vegan or none of that shit. But I'm just not a big eater. So that shit don't even, like, I don't eat that much.
Sure.
I eat all types of shit. I grew up kosher. I eat pork
now. I don't care.
But I, you know what I'm saying? Like, I might eat like one time a day.
Yeah, uh-huh. I could tell.
That's beer, man. Yeah, you look at my stomach. That's all beer.
Uh-huh.
Would you be one of those, like, only fan pages that eats whatever for a large amount of dollars?
That's Flames P.
Like raw squid, $10,000.
That's Flames P. Only fan.
Still alive and shit like that.
He drinking damn King Cobras on his own.
Yeah, I drink okay.
Smoking that Newports.
That's a junkie juice.
Smoking Newports in a tank top. It's a fuzzy house slippers, dog. It's a box.
How many Newports can you chain smoke?
Or watching the NBA Finals, dog.
Like, you think that'll work?
Reruns.
I could do that. I could actually do that.
In a hat. The next one up. All right. It said, someone said white people own so many pets because they can't own people anymore.
That's funny. That's funny as fuck, but I'm not going to say that's true. Yeah, that's not true. They just love their pets.
They do love pets.
More than people, but.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a people thing. I think it's a.
Yeah, I don't think it's that.
I don't know.
Okay.
But they do love their pets more than people.
I think it's a companionship thing, but I do think there's some kind of.
I think it's a companionship thing as well, too.
Motherfuckers is lonely these days.
Yeah.
And they have a dog to control instead of, like, a partner who they have to, like, compromise with.
And talk back to. Yeah, the motherfucker talking back and all
so
that.
So, in a sense, like, it's kind of true, but I think for not that not those reasons. <I don't>
It's kind of true. So, there's kind of truth to it. All right.
Because, I don't know, for the same price if people pay for a dog, you can pay somebody. You know what I mean? Like, I know people that spend a lot of money on a fucking dog. You can literally pay somebody to just live on your couch and do all this shit for you. You know what I mean? Like, I know people, especially in our business, like, that fucking pay for, like, $700, $1,000 a week for dog sitters.
Yeah, for real.
Jeez, really?
Oh, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like daycare prices.
They treat that shit like that's their kid, for real.
Yeah, not for real. Especially, don't let them motherfuckers have a kid and have a dog.
I mean, you could technically pay somebody $1,000 a week to just be at the house and tell you,
see,
I love you.
I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm from the projects. Like, I'm all for animal, you know what I'm saying, equality and shit like that until it comes for, like, if you told me to choose between a dog and a human, I'm taking the human, man. Like, shit, like, fuck that, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want the, you know what I'm saying? Like, dogs are cool and animals are cool and shit, but, like, shit, I'm from the projects, baby. Shit, them. You know how many stray dogs and shit, cats out of scene, man, get damn, get fucked up. Like, I'm sorry, man. Like, it's just different. The cultural thing, I think, is just a cultural difference. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Like, it was like this dinner party thing. Like, it was like a couples only. I think it was like 4 or 5 couples. And this was years ago. And somebody brought up, like, you know, it's like the end of the world, blah, blah, blah. You can either save this, like, puppy or a baby. And somehow everybody got it to be that it was going to be like the zombie apocalypse. I don't know. That wasn't part of the question. But the question was save the baby, like, you know, save the puppy. I'm actually really proud that I was dating this girl at the time because we were the only two that said save the baby.
Really?
Everybody else, again, so the reason I brought up why everybody got into the zombie apocalypse because everybody was just like, well, what if the baby starts crying and, you know, you attract zombies? Not at all thinking that a puppy would also bark.
Yeah.
And zombies and also attract.
That's the same shit.
Like a zombie could kill. I'm like, are you, what? Like, it's a baby.
Yeah.
Or a really, really cute puppy.
Is it your baby? Is it your baby?
No, it's not your baby.
Oh, I'm saving myself. Mm.
Yeah, you can't. You have to do one or the other.
Oh, shit.
This is the situation. It's either puppy or dog. I mean, puppy or baby.
I don't know.
Which one do you kill so you can live in this Armageddon world? I don't remember being in an Armageddon world, but regardless.
So I would have to kill one?
Everybody dies.
I'm not killing no baby, dog. You crazy.
Exactly.
I mean, even though a puppy is a baby dog.
People were saying, like, this baby could grow up to be the next Hitler. I'm like...
Has he grown up yet?
Baby. No, it's a baby.
That's what I'm saying. That would be my question. Has he grown up yet? Like,
this
no.
This is eight motherfuckers.
I just got back from the future. This motherfucker, like this motherfucker...
They were all white, if that makes it all helps. Like,
I'm good. I'm going to kill that damn puppy, man. I hate to say that out loud. With the fucking pocket. Yeah,
like, come here, motherfucker.
I'm kicking that motherfucker. I ain't even choking that motherfucker out.
Dude, it's an apocalypse. I'm killing that baby, taking its skin and making a blanket. I mean, not the baby, the puppy.
God damn.
All that shit?
God damn.
I'm making a blanket for the baby with this puppy. Like,
what the fuck?
Just making a blanket for the puppy with the baby.
The other way, I'm making a blanket.
Oh, shit. Man, you might have earned yourself a bleep on this episode. Like, shit.
What the fuck? Hey, you said that shit quick, too.
Like, I was like, wait.
A puppy? No, I'm going with the puppy. I'd kill the puppy. Okay, baby lives. All
right, man. That's terrible, man.
Boot the hell out of that puppy.
We are never going to get sponsorship with this shit.
Why not? This is like legit like Disney fucking.
Fucking Jay-Z's wife.
Yeah. Keep going like this. It's just... Every episode, a little lower.
We have our moments.
All right. This is the last one, man. And this is actually some knowledge. So it says, this meme says, I can't believe I grew up thinking using God's name in vain was saying, oh my God, and not using God to manipulate people and advance your own personal agenda.
What?
So basically saying, saying...
I get it.
Saying God's name in vain. A lot of people would think that it's like saying God, like, oh, God. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
God damn it or something like that.
Yeah, God damn it. That's not what it is. It's saying God's name to advance your own agenda and, you know, change.
Using God's name to say I'm better than you and killing you.
Yeah.
So if I say, oh, my God. Then,
no, like basically what preachers do.
Like slavery in a sense. Like people use slavery. Like God gave us the permission to have slaves. Yeah. And using God is like a thing to oppress people. Using God to oppress is a better.
Yeah, no, this is a fact.
No, that's that's using God's name in vain and not
saying, "Oh my God." Yeah. No, okay.
So, I didn't know that.
What do atheists say during sex?
Nothing. Oh my! Oh my!
Say holy moly guacamole.
But you don't even.
You don't even say holy. You don't believe in religion.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no words.
Nothing.
If I heard a fucking emptiness, if I heard an atheist say, oh my God.
It's been, oh my.
I was like, you lied to me?
Oh myself.
I know.
Well, I guess names. And say your name.
Yeah.
That's possible.
I don't know. That's funny.
What's my name?
I got one. This is the last one, I promise. It says, pick one. 850 credit score, 2 million in cash, or 4,000 a week for life.
I'm going to take that 4 bands a week, bro.
I'm going 2 million easily.
I'm going 4 bands a week.
I'm going to go that 4.
You guys high?
No.
No, actually.
You do the math. It'll take you almost 10 years to get $2
million. That's cool. I'm 33.
You
don't think with $2 million right now, you can acquire $2 million another $2 million in 10 years?
Yeah, but if I got 4,000 a week in a month, I can take that and
do the math.
And I can be flipping that thing.
I can take $2 million right now, and in 10 years.
Yeah, it'll take you 10 million. 10 years to get 2 million.
Yeah, if you just save it, but if you're flipping that.
If I'm getting a guarantee.
So you think you're better off flipping $4,000 than you would be $2 million right now?
Somebody gives you $4,000. You think you're going to be better off making that $4,000 than...
This is going to be a consistent. Like, even if I fall off, I got $4,000 coming back.
Bro, you take $1 million, put it in the bank, you're good. With that $1 million...
No, I'm not taking the $2 million because the $2 million after taxes will probably be...
There's no tax. There's no taxes in this fucking thing. This is a fucking meme. All right? This is a meme. This is on the internet. There's no taxes. This is $2 million, $4,000 in cash.
$2 million...
Fuck your credit score, because your credit score doesn't really mean shit if you don't have income.
Yeah,
I mean, it's good to have a good credit score, but you're not getting a $2 million loan.
Yeah, you're going to be sad if you get $4,000 a week for life and then you only got like 2 weeks to live. Like, yo, that's...
Well, you could take $2 million.
Let me fuck up. Nigga, that's the first thing I thought about. Like, damn, how long am I going to be here?
Nigga, I'm getting healthy. Like, I'm like, no drugs, no...
You could take... Hold on. Here's the thing. You take $1 million. You get $2 million. You take $1 million, invest it, flip it, do whatever the fuck you want. You could take another $1 million and give yourself a $2,000 a week fucking payout. Because that's really what it would be half for the next 10 years. Or you can give yourself that $4,000 payout for 5 years. You see what I mean? You still got it, but you still have $2 million right now.
Yeah, I'll take the $2 million cash.
It's basically like if you win the lottery, you're going to take all of it now? Or you're
gonna... can't even believe you put 850 credit score on that. Like, nigga, who the fuck? 850, like I get a loan for $10 million. No, the fuck you won't.
No, you won't. It's like winning the lottery. Would you take it all right now, or would you do a lifetime payment, knowing that you can't will it?
No, you can't will it.
You can't. No, you can will the money. You can't will the payments.
Yeah, you can.
Can you?
Yeah.
I didn't think you
can. Yeah. It's like if you were to die, like say it's like for life. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they base it off of like 30 or 40 years or something like that. So if you was to die 10 years into it, the other 20 years.
I mean, if it was more than $2 million, I would probably say, yeah, I'm gonna take that right now. $2 million, I'm like,
eh. Yeah, what the, right. Who the fuck are you? What? Blow me $20, Mr. $2 million.
I'll take,
Yo, why aren't you sponsoring High Class Dirtbag if $2 million ain't shit to you?
I'm just saying.
Is that a Mamba?
Yo, you got Mambas?
You got Mambas, bro?
Hey, don't open them up under the table.
No, I ain't want to make no noise.
Mamba, shit, boy. They about to see us eat these motherfuckers right now.
Brought to you by Mambas.
Yeah.
Yo, $2 million, you can take it right now, put it in a 10% interest, and you're literally making $20,000 a year. Yeah. I mean, no, $200,000 a year.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take that $2 million.
Sorry for the smacking.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm in.
I'm taking that $2 million. I gotta go with
the $4,000 a week ain't bad.
No, $4,000 a week is great, but that's well, that's like a job that's making what, like $200,000-$300,000 a year, right?
Really?
That affects.
What's 4,000 times 52? That's how many weeks it is, right?
52 weeks, yeah. In a year?
Yeah, 52.
It's like 240, right? 200 something.
53 in a leap year. No, I'm just.
I'm high
over the line. Like, I don't know. 7 days. Nah,
that's $208,000.
Yeah, so I would totally take the damn $2 million. Fuck it, why not? Why the fuck not, man?
Yeah. And it's not exactly you're gonna save that $4,000 a month too.
You're not.
You know what I mean? It'll take you to save it to be $2 million. You know,
I'm gonna just take
5 years to be a millionaire.
Yeah,
I want to be a millionaire right now. Give it now.
All right, so then what else is going on in the world? I have no fucking idea.
I would tell everybody I took the 850 credit score, though.
Yeah, no, I took it.
No, I didn't take too much. 850's credit score. That's what I did.
Yeah. I took the 850, but
you come through with something.
Everything new. I got, it's all on fucking credit, bro.
So, I asked this on the podcast, but I don't think some of y'all were here for it when I asked this. I was asked by the homie on Earth Gang. They was like, I'm going to flip a coin. You can either leave this room right now with $1 million, or you could flip a coin for $1 billion. And I was like, heads.
No, I take the $1 million.
I think we did this before.
Yeah.
I wasn't here. I would take the $1 million.
And I said, I'm flipping a coin.
Yeah, I'm flipping a coin.
For $1 billion.
Yeah, for $1 billion. Yeah.
I'm flipping that motherfucker.
Yeah, though.
50-50 chance, it's $1 billion. Yeah,
that's generational wealth right there.
Yep.
$1 million is still a lot of money.
If that bitch hit,
oh, yeah, what's up?
You're ODing in 6 years.
Who?
Cops.
Shit, I smoke weed.
Not after you have $1 billion, bro.
That's going to be a good 6 years, nigga. Fuck that.
Billionaires got drugs we never even heard of, bro. What are you talking about?
Are you crazy, dog? I'm shit, boy. $1 billion? Who?
Yeah.
Shit,
they got purple shit you put up your nose and stuff like that.
Give me that billion.
I'm going to flip that coin.
Yeah, yeah, dog. Give me that billion. Because as soon as I get a billion, I'm putting 900 million up in a fucking bank account with 10%.
But what if you don't get it?
And then that other 100 million, dog, that's what I'm living off of.
What if you don't get it?
Then shit. Man, go back to your regular day.
You lost $1 million. You lost $1 million.
Lost $1 million. That's like gambling. You rolling some dice. Yeah, like, fuck it.
I take $1 million.
Let it ride. Let it ride.
I take the billion. Give me that billion. I want that motherfucking billion.
It's like, if I get a billion, you go all in. It's
like, shit. Give me that billy? Shit, boy, you're crazy, boy. Gotta take that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let us know what you would do, man. Hit us up. Let us know what the fuck you'll do, man. I know I'll probably take that billion.
I'm gonna chance it.
I got to, man.
I'm gonna chance it. Fuck that. For real.
Oh, man. But yeah, man. It's,
you know
it's,
what? Yeah, my luck sucks. I wouldn't do that.
Really? Just give me the $1 million. I know. Yeah, you got it right now. You start talking like
almost that. Forgot, man. We got to give a moment of silence, man, for one of my childhood motherfuckers that, you know, used to keep me entertained back in the day, man. Alex Trebek passed away today.
Damn, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Trebek.
You know what I'm saying? After his fight with cancer.
Man.
God bless him and his loved ones. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Alex Trebek, yeah, for entertaining your boy.
Rest in peace, Alex Trebek. And Sean Connery just passed.
Oh, man. Sean Connery just passed, man. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
One more.
And
usually the Rock. In threes.
Who?
Celebrities usually die in threes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. King Von. Well, he's a celebrity. Yeah. King Von. King Von got killed out here. Rest in peace to him and his partners, his brothers.
Yeah, man. Y'all be safe out there, man. Shit's just getting crazier and crazier, man. So y'all just please be safe out there.
But that was just some. That was dumb.
Nah, man. That was. I mean, from, you know, the first, what the sources are saying is, you know, he was fighting with another rapper.
Yeah.
And the rapper's homie saw him getting beat up.
Yeah.
And pulled out the gun and shot him. I mean, that's why I don't even fight people no more, man.
Hell no.
It is literally pointless, man, because you could be whipping somebody's ass and somebody's just going to pull out a gun.
Yeah.
So you might as well just go ahead and bypass all the bullshit and just walk away or pull your strap.
Yeah,
like,
for real.
That's how it sucks, but that's just the world we live in nowadays, man.
So listen, a lot of these episodes we've been talking about the Meg Thee Stallion thing.
Yes, yes.
So now there's new details came out.
Okay, yes.
And most of these new details say he didn't shoot her.
Yeah, I've been hearing that too. He's charged for it though. Now.
Yeah, he is.
But
I still don't know the story. But I do remember
they're saying that her homegirl shot her.
I think I thought he was saying
he was wrestling over the gun.
Yeah, wrestling over the gun
with his homegirl, and the homegirl was pointing towards Meg, and then it went off.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah. Regardless, why you got a gun out around two broads, two bad chicks? Like, nigga, what is you thinking? You still a clown? You still a lame ass nigga?
I don't know whose gun it was. Whose gun was it?
I don't know
why people have guns most of the time. I'm not an anti-gun person. I actually like guns. I don't understand what you need a gun in Walmart or out with two chicks.
You heard what happened in Walmart in the last couple
people
years?
Be tripping.
Like, shit, motherfucker said, what you need a gun in Walmart for until that motherfucking dude killed that dude that was shooting people in Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened once or twice. But that's the thing. It's like, isn't always like a cop at Walmart as well? Like,
not always.
Like, I'm a gun person, but there's just no need to take this shit with you everywhere.
Yeah, it is.
No, there isn't. There really isn't.
To me, it is. I don't know. I just
maybe not up north, but in the south.
Because that's the mentality. Everybody has one.
No, not only that, but I'm black, so shit.
Just anywhere.
I gotta go. I gotta go. Shit, boy. Who? I don't gotta really. I mean, I'm not from New York. I don't live in New York, so I'm not really gonna be nowhere in New York where I'm like, I gotta be strapped up around here. Like, I go to New York, I'm going to the tourist spots anyway. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna be real. You know what I'm saying? But, and I ain't carrying no gun in New York because I ain't about to go to New York and get a damn pistol charge. So, with that being said, in the South.
I always had a gun.
In the South? Fuck. Anywhere under that Mason-Dixon line, bro, I'm going to keep me a pistol. Believe that, bro. Because all these back roads and shit like that, ain't going to be no, hey, boy, you ain't from around here. Like, I know I'm not.
I'm trying to get
well, that's different. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, you going to Target right now to pick up fucking toilet paper. What do you need to take your gun with you?
Shit. Because somebody might be in Target tripping.
Yeah,
people be tripping now. Especially nowadays, people be tripping, dog. People always been tripping, but shit, nowadays, this shit, damn. Yeah, you just never know.
Never know when you're going to have to, damn, defend yourself.
You'd rather be the one with it than without it.
Facts.
I mean, of all the shootings we've had, literally all of them, the only one I remember where there was like a good guy with a gun was that church in Texas. And that's because they paid the security guard to be there. That's what he was there.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't any, you know, I can think of more times where, you know, like,
I mean, why
there was a good guy with a gun and he ended up getting shot by the police.
I've seen that too.
Yeah, like, I've seen that more times than an actual good guy. Yeah, saving the day.
Yeah, but he's probably black, though. So
most of the times, yes, is right. And
they're just going to shoot him anyway, shit.
Yeah, so it's like, why even have the gun? Like, it's more of like you're going to get shot yourself having a gun.
Nah, you might as well go ahead and do it, man. Yeah. Ain't no point not to. Shit. Why the fuck not? Shit, I know I'm shit. Who? All these little motherfuckers I be seeing around here with these fucking open carry pistols? Fuck that. Yeah. You damn crazy, dog. I'm not about to be out here naked. You crazy, dog. If it's cold outside, you're going to get a jacket, right?
Yeah.
All right, then.
That's but it's a different story. It's the same thing.
Well, like, shit.
I'm from the country, too, a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, that's a different story, because ideally, that's in this scenario...
Bro, like, I'm from the country of South Carolina, bro, so, like, this shit is different for us, dog. Like, we ain't never have guns. Growing up in the country, we ain't have guns. Like, having guns flaunting them shits is city boy shit, bro. Like, niggas in the country be having guns. Like, if you come... You know what I'm saying? You come
no, you have you, it like, in, like, the back seat of your car. You have it, like, under your seat. I know. I grew up in the country, too. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, but it's not as, like... People flaunting it is not a country thing. It's a southern thing now. Like, people down south.
No, that's a city
literally,
thing,
like, you, there's pictures. Thing, there's no pictures of a dude with a fucking AR-15 ordering a sandwich in a Subway anywhere in New York. That shit's all down south, Midwest shit.
Yeah. That shit is illegal.
Yeah, those shit's in New York. That's what I'm saying. It's like, there's...
But trust me, if it was legal in New York, you would have motherfuckers on at the Subway with a fucking AR-15.
I know. And my thing is, like, what is the fucking point? Like, what...
Because this is the
what are you
South,
trying
bro?
To prove? Like,
ain't nothing proved, dog. Shit, you got to make sure motherfuckers don't play you, dog. Try to fucking roll
who?
The
who? The Subway clerk?
No, dog. You do realize motherfuckers still rob people, right? People still get robbed and carjacked every day, B. I was just, my first year in Atlanta, motherfucker got shot in front of me, man, getting his car taken at the BP right in front of Perimeter Mall. Like, bro, this shit happens. Dog, somebody just got shot at Lenox Mall the other day. Three dudes got shot the other day at Lenox Mall because they were trying to rob a dude in the mall. And dude had his pistol on him and shot all three of them. He went to jail for the pistol because he had a felony, so he wasn't supposed to have the pistol. But the motherfucker's still alive. Fuck it. I'll take the pistol charge, dog. I'll take the pistol charge, bro. Like, I will take a pistol charge, dog, over you taking my life. Point blank, period. That's why.
But usually gunfights happen when there's two guns. Like, no, both sides no, have seven
nah,
guns.
Nah, ain't even just a gunfight, dog. It's like, motherfucker might try to roll up on you and, hey, give me that shit. Hey, I got a pistol. Like, hey,
and that's
like,
when the gunfight happens.
Not all the time.
I've been at the gunfight gun point before. Like, it's usually just a, okay.
Back out. Like, most people don't want, they'd rather have a fucking, you know. Like, I'd rather just lose my shit than even have the possibility of having a gun charge. You know what I mean? Like, it's that's not even always about the kill. Like, here, take
my
it.
Shit's
like,
legal, so first of all, I wouldn't get a gun charge, but I'm talking about the dude in Lenox Mall. You know what I'm saying? I can understand why he would rather take a gun charge than get killed. You know what I'm saying? And case
I'd rather just lose my shit. Like, here, take my Jordans, take my weed, take whatever the fuck, my cell phone, whatever
don't
the fuck you
always just want to rob you and leave you alive, dog. Like, that's what you don't realize. Not
motherfuckers don't always want to rob you. How many times have you been robbed in life is what I'm saying. Dog, like, it doesn't happen, like...
Because I've had a pistol? Not too many times.
It's not like a frequent thing. It's Walmart. Nobody's coming up to you like...
Okay.
You know, give me your shit.
Yo, maybe
Walmart,
not
there's...
you, dog, but it's I'm a black man in America. I live in a different world. Like you know what I'm saying?
So it's even more it's to like, me as to like how a, you're carrying like, a gun. Like I don't understand it. You know that a cop is going to just shoot you, whether it's legal or not.
He going to shoot me whether I got a gun or not anyway,
though. He's definitely going to shoot you if you have a gun. I mean, that's a hundred.
You still got a point.
But he going to shoot me either way.
You're talking about flipping a coin for $1 billion. You're just giving the cop like, hey, you heads and tails, bro. Like,
he's definitely going to shoot you without a gun. He's definitely going to shoot you with a gun.
No, it's a 50-50 you get shot without a gun.
Goodness,
it's 100% you get shot with a gun.
Please, I don't want to get mad at you today, Oren. Please don't tell me it's a 50% chance that these motherfuckers will shoot a motherfucker without a gun with a gun.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Did they just not ride in a fucking...
I'm not disagreeing with one bit about that. You're misunderstanding what I'm saying. I'm saying without a gun, it's a 50-50.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's I think it's a fair statement.
They will shoot you in the fucking...
I think it's a fair statement. Like, you know, I've...
Nah.
With one.
With that, but with one, it's more than a 50-50. Like, it's a...
You still probably a 50-50.
You can, I think it's more than 50. I think it's like a 70-30.
It depends on the situation. Like, if you just, you know, if you get pulled over or something and you got a gun, then it's like...
I'm not walking around.
And we've seen people like Orlando Castillo. He's like, I got the gun, I got a permit. They still shot him.
Yeah, but I mean, I got pulled over and be like, yeah, my gun's right on my
seat. That's what I'm saying. You were in this, I think you were in the.
I'm not walking around seat. And I'm like, yo, hit my card or whatever, woody woo. But I was scared of the motherfucker though, so.
But when I got arrested, they took my bong, but they were like, we're going to leave your shotgun right here, buddy.
Oh, yeah, they do that.
Nah, see, yeah.
A bong.
I did that shit one night at the club. I ain't going to tell a story, but they rolled on us and I had a pistol and shit like that. And, you know, they, you know, put us up on the car, all that shit. Then, you know, he ran and was like, oh, okay. Leave. Y'all just get out of here. I'm going to get us back, put it in your fucking trunk, and leave. But that time, yeah. they could have came up and shot us because somebody wouldn't tell me, yeah, them guys got some guns over there, whoopie whoop. So they could roll and shot us.
Yeah, man. I mean, I get what you're saying, dog, but this is Atlanta, dog. I'm not fucking, I'm from the country, bro. Like, I don't play that shit, dog. My mom had 5 kids. I'm the only one living. My brother that did make it and survive, he died of gun violence. So I'll be damned if they're gonna take me from this world. That's why I carry a gun. So you can mix me with that other shit all you want to, but until you lost some people on some needless street violence, then you won't understand why motherfuckers walk around with guns. Like shit. Like, and I
then in Charleston, part of Charleston where we was living,
yeah,
like, bro.
Like, man,
you gotta have one.
But this is also saying, it's like, it's not...
Shit, you crazy, bro.
You guys have grown. Like, you don't live, you don't do the same shit you did 10 years ago, 20 years ago. You know what I mean? Like,
bro, motherfuckers still get robbed in Atlanta, bro.
I'm not at all saying you...
Did our homeboy just not get killed by some dude a couple of weeks ago on the Beltline? With a gun?
Yeah, that was... That was okay. Hold on. That wasn't a robbery.
It wasn't a robbery. It was some other shit, but did that shit not happen?
Bro, so if he had a gun, do you think it would have changed anything?
Hey, I don't know.
Dude snuck up on him.
Yeah.
Really came up on him out of nowhere, just 4 o'clock in the morning. He just started blasting. Like, you think...
What the fuck was he
shot him like 9 times right in the chest.
What was he doing on 4 o'clock in the morning?
With his girl.
Yeah.
Not with his girl, with dude's girl.
Oh, shit.
Dude just came, you know.
Damn.
Found out about it, just.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. Fuck with other people.
I'm saying, so if you had, you know, let's say he did have it.
I understand that, bro. I get what y'all saying.
I'm not at all disagreeing. I'm not saying don't carry a gun. You guys are thinking, like, I'm here, like, don't do it.
You said that you didn't say not to carry.
I'm just like, I don't get the whole, like, I need it to go to Walmart. You know what I mean?
It's a cultural thing, dog. It's a cultural thing.
It's like most of these places even have it on the door. They're like, and don't
not
bring
only
it in
that,
here.
Especially after hundreds of years as black people not being able to carry guns, now that we can, shit.
But
boy,
you know what's so crazy
real?
Though? You go in Walmart, you probably you not really gonna see no black people in there with no guns.
No.
You only see white people with this shit showing.
Yeah, it's usually white people that are doing these things, is what
showing.
I'm like.
I'd be like, ah, damn, I left my shit in the car. Look at this shit.
And it's totally legal. It's a concealed, they don't have the concealed permit, but they have the, you know, like you're allowed to carry.
Yeah.
As long as you can see it. So that's kind of the thing. It's like.
Yep.
I'm good, man.
I used to work in Walmart. My shit on me. Like, I used to work in that bitch with my gun on my hip while I'm working.
Because
there used to be all type of crazy shit going on. You know what I'm saying? I used to go in like 5 in the morning and shit. And there used to be all type of crazy motherfuckers coming through there. All type of shit. I just had my shit on me.
I did a music video the other day. And the behind the scenes guy was holding, you know, strapped in there. I was not, like, again, it was not at all like a what. It was a situation because we were in a shitty neighborhood. We did have a cop, but the cop was on one side. This was like, I'm on this side.
Right.
Like, he had it, like, holstered and all that. You know, it wasn't, like, tucked in his fucking sock or in his waist. Like, it was totally professional. It was totally needed. But it wasn't like, you know, if we were filming in, you know, the fucking Coliseum or something like that where it's
I mean,
what are the chances of somebody running up in this closed set?
I've been on plenty of video sets. The music
video. No, that's what I'm saying.
That's how I'd be on video sets when I first moved here, man. I'd go to shoot. They'd be like, yo, man, we need to shoot. I'd be like, all right, man, I'm coming to shoot. I show up. I got my pistol in the car. The music video director get out, put his pistol on his side. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm not about to be the only one naked out this bitch then. Let me go ahead. But then another thing, too, rap music videos and shit like that, man, when you do them shit, dog, a lot of shit be happening on them shit, man.
Yeah.
So you got to be safe, man. You know?
Be safe, though.
Biden's president now, man. So, you know, hopefully everything changes, man. And, you know, everything.
He better not try to take away our gun, right?
Nah, it's not that shit's happening. Nobody's taking away guns.
That's some propaganda Republican shit, man. Like, nah, man. They already know. Well, today I got a lot of shit to do, so this is going to be the end of this episode. I hope y'all motherfuckers enjoyed yourselves. And as always, this is the High Class Dirtbags Podcast, man. We talked about a whole bunch of shit today. Man, just, you know, just keep supporting us, man. We're trying to make it, baby.
Bye, Trump.
Fire, bitch.
You're fired.
And as always, I'm your boy, Olance.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. The witch is
three
dead.
Three eyes on Instagram. I finally remembered how to say that right correctly.
Damn, you got it right. You know who it is, Flames P. Flames P 36 on Instagram. CEO of the RPA. You know what that is.
You don't know who this is. I'm Warren. If you do, hey. Drew Lucky on Instagram. That's really all I have. I think Twitter, Warren Malik, I think it's where I am on Twitter. That's about it. Stay off my Facebook page just for fun.
Yeah, we ain't real friends in real
Facebook.
Life.
Hey. Yeah, motherfuckers. Oh, and all donations go to Warren Malik at Venmo.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.